Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is found in Matthew chapter 3, verses 14 through 17.
Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, "You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it."
Now, today's devotional reflection. In the first century, rabbis used parables to communicate profound truths to their followers. When the follower of a rabbi understood the truth being shared, the rabbi would say, "You've heard and you've heard. You've seen and you've seen." What clarity this brings to Rabbi Jesus' words when he said that you people will listen and listen, but you will not understand. You will look and look, but not really see. Rabbi Jesus also communicated through parables. Jesus' parables were earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. Many did not comprehend Jesus' parables, not because God was hiding truth, but because the people did not want to hear and see. Some Bible scholars suggest Nathan was the first to use parables. Nathan came to King David with a parable about a poor man having a pet lamb. A rich man came with plenty of lambs and took the pet lamb from the poor man. The rich man then prepared that lamb as a meal for a traveler. King David was outraged and demanded justice. Then Nathan said to the king, "You are the man." David was the rich man who had taken the wife of another man. It was then that David heard, and he heard. He saw, and he saw. At first, King David heard Nathan, but he did not hear. David was ready to carry out justice against the man in Nathan's parable. Scripture says David burned with anger. In Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, he recalls an experiment where two Princeton University psychologists conducted a study inspired by Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. Using the Princeton Theological Seminary, the psychologists met with the two groups individually and asked each student to prepare a short sermon on the Good Samaritan, then walk to a nearby building and present their message. Unknown to the students, the psychologists hired an actor, and we will pick up here next time on Devotional Reflection. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.